Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up.
Happy New Year's. You are on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShann. It is 2015. We're going to let the bell of happiness ring for 2015. Appreciation to all of you out there. Appreciation to the person who woke me up. Now I'm waking you up and we are waking up the world together. Appreciation to my legacy program, LP112, the greatest leaders in the world. And also my faith-based organization that keeps me focused on my mission and my humanistic vow. You know, I've been in the sky so much I feel like a bird. We have flown from the north to south, the east to west. We have family everywhere. Merry Christmas to everybody out there in 2014, and for those that I didn't hug, I'm sending it to you now. And Happy New Year's 2015. We have a great show. This evening our show is going to be about South and West Coast connection. We'll have Hitman Andre and Lady A coming on with us all the way from the South, bringing us some great information here. And you know what we do? We become aware. We think. We take action. And we step into our greatness. And we take others with us here at Waking Up with Linda McShann. We got a great thing going on. I'm going to play my theme song for you. You know, life is a stretch. And we might as well start the New Year's off stretching it on out and doing it right.
You know, every now and then I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see, we never ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. But we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish rough, the way we do Proud Mary. Rolling, rolling. To the story now. Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day, and I never lost one minute of sleep, and I was worrying about the way the thing might have been. They will keep on turning, ooh, the Proud Mary keep on burning.
On the river.
That's right. We're rolling on the river, and I have a caller on the line. This number is coming all the way in from the south. Who do I have on the line with Waking Up with Linda McShann? Is this Hitman Dre, or is this Lady A on the phone?
Yes, ma'am. This is Hitman Dre.
Well, what's happening, Hitman Dre? How are you, and how's the weather there in Texas?
I'm doing great. The weather here is a little chilly, about in the 40s, but other than that, it's looking nice.
Okay, well, you know how that Houston weather runs. I'm finding out that if you don't like it, just wait 20 minutes and it's going to change on you. But it can get mighty, mighty cold. I am so glad that you're joining us here on the West Coast to let us know what's happening with our young black children in education, a little bit about sports, and whatever else you want to talk about. And I know the listeners, Hitman, want to know, why do you call yourself the Hitman?
Man, I don't know. I just a name I thought of a while ago. It just kind of fit. I don't know. I'm just always on the move and stuff. Video games, it doesn't matter. Teaching people math, it doesn't matter. Just came over the years.
Well, I know why. We are listeners. You have Mr. Andre White on the line. Mr. Andre White is a scholar. He's had many, many scholarships. He is now a professor at this time. He teaches young adults, old adults, and anybody else that comes into his path. Andre, I'm not going to take up too much of your time, and I know why you call yourself the Hitman, because you hit the brain. You move the brain power. Okay, so that is the way I'm going to keep you there. And I know Lady A is somewhere close to round, but we're going to let you get started. So I'm just going to close my mouth at this time and let you share with us some things of goodness, okay?
All right. Hey, and Lady A is here too. She's right there.
Is Lady A there? Well, we'll get her on the line. I know she has a lot to talk about that she's going to share with us. And what is that, Lady A? Okay.
Right here, we got a ton to talk about tonight.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be quiet so you guys can take off.
Well, first, how about them Cowboys? They got that win today over the Detroit Lions. Man, I've been a Cowboys fan since birth, man. We're looking good this year. Hopefully we can take it all the way.
All the way. Okay. Well, I know about the Shrines. I know you had a blanket on your bed at the age of 3. So it's a Cowboy Shrine down there for all the Texans in there. And that's one of my teams also. We have to keep it in the blood. We have to keep it in the family. So congratulations to them. And you know, I think they will go all the way.
Oh, yeah. I have total faith in them. They won't let us down.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, as I do math. Math is my thing. Man, I just want to talk a little bit about that, try to, you know, educate the young people. You know, they hear math and they run. They hear any science, math, chemistry, computer science, physics, and they just take off and, you know, and run. And, man, I just try to get the word out to them while I'm teaching them, you know, college students, high school, middle school, whatever age group, just letting them know, man, math, yeah, it might be a little challenging, but, man, it's so many opportunities you have with these fields. And especially if you're a minority and a woman at that, you know, it's not a lot of minority women in these fields. And so, you know, if you're good at it, not even good at it, you just try and, you know, you're okay in it, man, it's so much money that can be made in these fields. Scholarships, oh, man, it's just endless. Endless, countless scholarships that you can get. You know, I got my whole schooling paid for, you know, undergrad and in-grad. You know, they pay for it for you. And all you got to do is make good grades, go to class, and boom, you know. 4 years later, you have your undergrad degree. 5 years later, you'll be rolling on out of there, making big bucks. Yes,
making
indeed.
The big
yes,
money.
Indeed.
So what do you find as a instructor, professor, working with various children? Math is a scary word. And I think because I find on the college campuses that, you know, everyone, we as a culture of people in that area, there was not a lot of emphasis placed there. So as we move on through, you know, for higher academica, it gets a little frustrating. It is a frightening thing. Math is a process. It's about setting up everything. It's different types of math. But what do you find? What are the frustrations that the students have when you speak with them on that? What do they need to get prepared for that? Or what are you doing to kind of like, I know you're easing them and letting them see all the positive in it, but as a professor, how do you work with those students?
Well, you just got to make sure you let them know that, A, they can do it. And what you don't want to do as an educator, because I educate, I'm an educator as well. I do sciences, chemistry, and physics. And my kids suffer the same problems. You know, they're scared to put in the work. But what you have to do is let them know that, hey, you can do it. You give them the necessary tools that they need. You give them the resources that they need. You give them the motivation. And then they take all those items in, and then they apply themselves. And once they see that they can do it, once you motivate them that, hey, work on this, take your time, just put in the effort. And once they get there, they're so prideful in themselves. They're so proud of themselves that they want to continue working on. And so that's what it's all about to me. It's just motivating these young kids and letting them know they can do it.
Yeah, and another thing to piggyback on that is, you know, I tell the students, I'm like, I take myself as an example. Me, I hate hockey. You know, not anything bad about hockey. I just don't like it. But I was like, well, why don't I like hockey? Well, because I'm not good at it. You know, I don't practice it. I'm not good. But I guarantee you, if I practice hockey, maybe, I don't know, a week or two, you know, just got better, a little better, start liking it. Maybe not loving it, but I would like it enough to, hey, if I want to play a game or something, hey, I would enjoy doing it. But it's all about, you know, you telling yourself, I'm going to get this, I'm going to like it. I'm not going to let it intimidate me.
And just keep motivation, as Lady A say. Lady A, can you let the listeners know, I know that you do the chemistries, the sciences, and all of those things, and you guys have been doing very, very well, but you're in the South, and we're on the West Coast here, and the educational process is a bit different how can I put it? Southern education is very strict, okay? There, you know, I know we were told as young adults, you're either going to go to school or you'll end up in jail. So nobody wanted to end up in jail, so everybody went to school. But the process is a little different. It's a little more, I would say on the West Coast, it's a little more looser, if that's a good word to use. And there are many, many professors and many, many educators that do really, really care about the students, and they do want to motivate them, give them the tools and the skills. But a lot of times it's just such a hard battle here. I think some of the educators just throw their hands up, you know. But I'm listening to you, Lady A, and you say that you must motivate them. How do you motivate your students? Do you give examples? Do you play games? Do you, you know, math is in everything. Just like I tell people about a rhythm. If you can catch the rhythm of anything, you'll never be thrown off balance. And I guess that would go the same with math. When we talk about mathematics here and you hear all the math horror stories and you go through everything, you two as chemistry and math, those are some pretty deep heavy things. What do you do? What do you do to motivate yourself, to motivate your students? What's the first, how do you start? I'm sorry, go on.
I want to say one thing I do in my classroom is we use the cell phones, we use iPads, we use all sorts of technology. We take our quizzes and our tests using the cell phones with a certain software. And the kids love it because, you know, they're into the texting and the tweeting and the Snapchat and all those things. And so I like to incorporate that into the lesson so that they're able to apply it to their real lives. When I'm teaching something new, before I get into my content, I love to do like a little introductory fun lesson where I relate it to the real world, whether it's having to do with maybe Beyonce or something, or I relate to Kim Kardashian, some type of way to get them engaged so that way their minds are open and they're ready to absorb the information that I'm giving them. So just really incorporating what they're using now, like the cell phone and the iPad, and tying it into my lesson so that they want to learn.
Yeah, and also on that subject, what I like to do if I'm half high schoolers or something, I try to relate to them. You know, some teachers, they have their teaching style, whether it be, whatever their teaching style is. But for me, I find it better, because I'm not that old, but I find it easy to relate to them. Maybe, come bust out with a song that they like or something. They're like, he's cool. He's just not about math. He's not, force me to do this. Might do a dance in front of, with the Nae Nae, all the Whip, all these new late dances they have. And they love that. And once you do that, kind of break the ice, they're really attentive. Because these students these days, they can see straight through you. They can see you being what they like call fake. Mm-hmm. They're like, he's just trying to put on, a front or something to try to, be different. But they see right through that. So just being yourself, you don't have any problems.
Yeah, because if they like you, they'll be willing to work for you. So
right.
You have to get your students to like you. You have to build that relationship with them. So I feel like a lot of professors and a lot of teachers these days aren't building relationships with their students, and that's the first thing you have to do from day one is build relationships with the students. Let them know you care for them. Let them know you're on their side. And then just help them not only with your class, not only with, with my students, I don't just teach them chemistry or teach them math. I try to help them with the other subjects, try to relate them all together, help them in life, give them advice on how to apply for a job. Some of my students were signing documents and pencils, and I said, hold on, y'all don't sign professional documents with pencils. Where your black and blue ink at? Let's go.
Right.
Just letting them know about life in general, and they really respond well to that. They love it, lets them know that you care about them. It's all about the relationship that you build with them.
That makes a lot of sense. And then, like you say, like with Hitman and also yourself, Lady A, you're saying that just building those relationships and giving them the life skills, just as Hitman said, he gets up there and he dances with them. He plays a song. He's relatable. He's not going in there being a stuffed shirt, and they're already uncomfortable, and most of them don't want to be there anyway, depending on the age or the section that you're teaching. I mean, it falls all across the board from the preschooler on up. Everybody just don't care for school. Everybody's not just about school. But I can relate to not only giving the motivational tools and the skills and giving them the sense of pride after they can complete. It's just like when a preschooler first learns how to snap their button on their pants, how proud they are of themselves,
right.
And the same thing with Hitman stated, if he was to exercise and practice hockey, he would eventually fall in love with it. And if I may, I'll share a story. When I was in junior high school, I had persons that were in their senior year, and they were twirlers, and I did not like the baton. I couldn't stand that twirling, and the reason why I couldn't stand it is because I couldn't do it. But once I was taught the two-hand spin, and I was encouraged to practice as much as I possibly could, I began to love the baton. I began to understand the baton. The baton was my friend, and through that twirling, I was able to captainship captains of the twirlers in high school, and also go off to Bishop College each summer on a twirling scholarship. But I had not been encouraged to do that two-hand spin, because that is the most important in twirling, and to find out that the baton was not as bad as I thought it was. But
exactly.
I really didn't like it because I didn't know how to do it. So I'm agreeing with you on that, Hitman. Get up, continue to do those dances. Continue. To be relatable to them. And Lady A, can you let us know, if you want to share, Lady A, how old are you? You just got completed here, but you guys are coming through. Would you share your age with our listeners?
I am 22 years old, fresh graduate from Texas Southern University, and proud of it.
And Hitman, can you share with us your age and a little bit about yourself, too?
Oh, yes. I am 26 years old. Hey, another proud graduate of Texas Southern University. Like I said, finished high school. And I wanted to do football. That was my big thing. I just knew I was going to go to the NFL and be a ball player. But, I mean, a lot of things happened during, you know, from there to college or whatever. And, no, yeah, like Forrest Gump would say, life is like a box of chocolate. You never know what you're going to get. And, hey, math just gets to call my name. And by the good grace of God, I'm successful in math and not very lucrative. people need help all the time. You know, that's why I love it. I tell people that, hey, be good at something. What I really tell them is, it doesn't matter, you know, if you're good at math, science, football, basketball, dancing, cheerleading, radio host. Just be good at something so you can make money and make a living doing it. You can go all the way with it. Don't half step it. Don't have it. Good. You know you're good at something, hey, go do it. Make money. Make big money doing what you like to do, you know. Parents always told me, you know, it sucks, you know, waking up every morning, going to a job that, you know, you don't want to be here, you know, we don't like your coworkers, and that always resonated with me throughout my whole life. Hey, let me do something that I would enjoy doing. And like I said, I enjoy math. I really don't know what I'd do if I did not have math. But like I say, not everybody's good at math. I'm not good at everything people are good at, but hey, do what you're good at.
So do you do a lot of tutoring, outside tutoring with that skill? Like you said, I know that it's lucrative, and you know, not only were you, I have some history, some background here. When you were in high school and when you did start off, you had academic scholarships and athletic scholarships. So listening and knowing a little bit about that, you were good at everything that you did. You just chose to go the math way, right?
Yeah, hey, work hard, play hard.
And say work hard, play hard. And Lady A, it's about the parenting. It's about the stock, the breed, the basics that are laid down for you, because you guys have been moving and doing some great things ever since you were that you could stand up, or as long as you were in Pampas. And you know, I kind of like have that history with you, and I am so proud to know that the listeners are hearing what you're about. You're on sharing with us. You're waking up the world with me. It's like awesome. It is an awesome thing. My question to you is, and we will contact, we would like to have you come on and share with us. Is it something that you can do on a weekly basis, or would you go bi-monthly? I know you have pretty tight schedules, but well, how would you like to do that? That's for you and Lady A both.
Yeah. I know with my schedule, monthly I think will work. I can get on here monthly and just tell you guys whatever topic, you know, we might be feeling. Just come on and just talk to you guys about it and see how you're feeling.
Okay, well, we're going to work. Would you like that, Lady A? How's your time?
Yeah, that's it. Once a month, it's good.
Okay, well, we will talk about it, or if you'd like to come on twice, it's up to you. We'll talk about it, but this is something that the listeners, and because we target We target everyone because this is a youth program, and it is for all, but kind of like gearing more so toward the high schoolers that are getting ready to step into college and prepare them for the walk that they're going to have to take, because it is a different type of process. And when you're getting ready to go into it, you have to have the mindset, and students need educators like yourself that give them the encouragement and the life skills and deal with them on a real life basis. And Lady A, I like the idea of using that technology, because that way they don't have to, most of the time when you go in the classroom, the first thing the professor says is turn off all cell phones. So that's a breath of fresh air to know that you can come in and you're going to be using that phone, so you can have it sitting right there. And it is relatable because everything is technology. So I like your style, your method of making that connection, of building that relationship, because that is so important. A relationship building is important in everything that we do. But when we're talking about moving up in academics, you really have to connect in. Your students that come and talk with you, that do spend time when you all open up for your office hours, you know more about them. How do you feel? Does that best make a difference, doesn't it, to a professor? Would you say?
Yes. I would say it does. It really, really, really does. Yes.
It shows an interest, and when a student comes in and talk with you and spend some time or ask you questions of how you're feeling about different things or which direction they should go to, what does that tell you about that student?
Man, it tells me, man, they care. You know, just like I tell a lot of students, it's hard for your teacher to be a middle school, high school, college professor. It's hard for them to fail a student if they see you trying. I mean, you can get an F on every test you make, on every quiz you make, but if you're in the office trying to get help, man, if you're genuine, they really see that you're really trying, man, it's hard. It's hard for anybody to fail you, no matter who you
mm-hmm.
are. You can hate
mm-hmm.
the student to death, but if they just, you can't. You can't do it. So, man, that was nothing. If any students listening or any, I know, adults are in college, you know, if you feel like you don't have a handle on a subject, if you go to the professor's office hours and present stuff on the board, go with your book, and, you know, it's not just one time out the whole semester, but maybe like even once a week is good. It's hard for them to fail you, and I have learned that over the years. Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm.
And once you see a student come in wanting to learn, it makes you feel good. And, like, for math, a lot of the – you know, to graduate college, they had to take these core math classes, whether it's college algebra, trigonometry, statistics. And so the professors, they know that, hey, this person, they might not really care about math, but, you know, they need it to graduate. And when you see them come in your office, it's like, oh, man, he doesn't need this, but he wants to pass this class, and he cares. It's all about caring.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's out there, and I know that the young adults are listening. This show, we're going short. Usually we'll go 2 hours. We're going to go an hour tonight on that, and I wanted you and Lady A to both come on. And I was so excited that you said you would do that, because, see, what we try to do is take this all over. This is the South and the West Coast connection, and we'll go to the Midwest and just take it around, because there's students all over. And there are things that are out there, good and bad. And being on the college campuses myself in my tennis shoes, you know, being what you call a non-traditional student, it's very interesting for me because my approach is different and my professors approach me differently because my agenda is totally different. And because of being out in the world and being coming in as non-traditional, but yet and still taking it up to the higher academical for my personal use, and so that I can keep on encouraging, it's a exciting process because I view it differently. But hearing both you Hitman of the Mind, and Lady A, hearing about the motivation, the tools, the skill, and that you really enjoy seeing the students gain the pride, you know, showing them the real life experiences and engaging in the life skills, and more so the most important thing is building the relationships that will last a lifetime. When you connect with your professors, you when your students come back and see you or send you a nice thank you or think about you or drop in and just poke their head in the door, how does that make the both of you feel? How do you feel about that?
It makes you feel great. Just makes it feel like you're doing your job. You're making a difference. That's what I first got into education, to make a difference and to help these young adults reach their goal. And so when they come back and they just say thank you, which they do a lot, they say thank you for helping me, for guiding me. And it's the light of my day.
Yeah, and like Lady was saying, it's not just about academics. It's more deeper than that. It's about life. It's about inspiring the students, you know, because one way or another, hey, you know, school, you're going to stop school one day, whether it's in at high school, at the college. Hey, we're going to stop going to school, some of us. Some of us want to be in school our whole life.
That's
we're
right.
Gonna stop. We're going to stop eventually, and it's, you know, the real world is out there waiting for it, you know, whether you like it or not. Hey, you have to make a living. You have to do something, contribute to the world in some kind of way. And so when those students do get to stop by, if it's just to say hi, it makes you feel good because you feel like, hey, you impacted that student in some kind of way. And it just it does your heart really, really good, really well. And for
the students, they never forget you. I mean, you know, it's like a lifelong connection. I remember I attended a scholars program in the summer, and I had a sociology professor. And I would go by and visit that professor once a week, and eventually we would maybe meet up for lunch or just, you know, to just connecting, right? And that professor left and moved to New York, but we're still in touch. And it's always a good feeling for her to say, well, how are you doing and how are you coming? And same thing back to her. Because of the relationship, and I tell most of the young adults, and you know, connect in with your professors. Some professors, they would not be able to connect in if you plug them into a wall. That's just their personality. And most of those professors, and it's a very few of them that I've found, they're very unhappy people. They don't like their jobs, okay? Or they've been doing it so long that they're tired, they're burnt out, they just don't care. And if a student can see through that and go through it and continue just to be there anyway, you can build a relationship with that type of person too. You can actually do it. They would care less if you pass or fail. They're just there to get a paycheck. And like you said, Hitman, that most students can pick up on that. But it's what you do as a student when you pick up on it. Do you allow that attitude or that personality to stop you from reaching your goal? So that's where the challenge comes in. So along with, you know, making the connection, setting up the real life, we also have to let them know that there are educators out there that are not like you and Lady A. You know, they could care less, but it still falls back on the student, and it goes back to what do you want to do? What is your dedication, and what is your focus on your mission? And if you can keep a focus no matter what, then you're going to come out the victor in this at the end. It's all about attitude. It's all about dedication. But I wish that there were more educators like yourself out there. There's just quite a few. You know, I have had some great professors. And as I say, I'm returning, so I'm a tour. And I let them know that, you know, I'm not actually looking for a job. They're not hiring anybody over 15. But what I am here to do is find out what's needed, what's going on so I can pass the baton on to you guys, okay? So I cannot teach the dance if I don't know the dance. But my whole mission and vow is totally different than most out there. But yet education is the key. That is something that no one can take from you. And each day and each moment of the day, if you apply yourself, and especially have motivating teachers and real-life teachers like yourself, that you're going to learn something each day. And no one can take that away from you. To me, I'm very, very, how can I say it? I'm very, very excited that I even want to put on tennis shoes, okay? It just excites me to death. But when you stop and look and you come into them magnums and them coons and them sumos, let you know, darn, I was smarter than I thought I was, okay? That is because of the interest and the attention and the real story to, and I'll share this with you and I'll share it too with the listeners. My mother, which was 91 years old when she passed, she only had a portrait of her cap and gown. Okay, so I told her that, you know, your only cap and gown was your high school cap and gown. And my only cap and gown was my high school cap and gown. So I looked into her eyes and I said, you know what? We're getting ready to walk many stages. And we're walking these stages together. And each time I feel discouraged or I just want to give up, I think about that vow that I made. So not only am I moving out there for the young adults, for you, I'm moving out there for her and also for myself. But I am enjoying every moment of this. And that is why Waking Up with Linda McShann came about. That is why we are on the phone now with the South and the West Coast connection, which there will be a global connection, because that's my mission and that's my vow, because all of this is done for you, young adults. And I just wanted to put that out there, and I am so proud to know that you are moving and that you are passing your baton. See, you're lighting your baton, and you're bringing others with you, because that's what it's all about, the motivation, the tools, the skills, the pridefulness that you put into the students, you know, the real life experiences, engagement, life skills. And as Lady A said, and I know yourself too, Hitman, education, you went in as educators to make a difference. And it doesn't take the one person to do it. It doesn't take a whole slew, just that one person to step forward and to make that move. And at times it's a struggle, and at times it can be a little frustrating, and at times it can be a little discouraging. But as long as you keep lighting those batons and giving pride to the young adults, you'll see you will reap some great, great, great rewards. So I just thought I'd share that story with you to let people know, because I, as a mature student, have to sometimes sit down and let my counselors know, excuse me, I am not 22. Okay, so we're going to have to switch up this dialogue, because that is not going to work with me. Not only that, I have to remind them, and I'm not being arrogant, but you have to keep your focus. I have to let them know that this is not anything that I have to do. This is something that I get to do and I want to do. And that means my attitude is different. So nothing frustrates me when it's something to take care of. You take care of it. If it doesn't quite go the way that you want it to go, then you look at it as a delay and keep pushing forward on that. But the main thing is that you, Lady A, you, Hitman Dre, myself, and others that are listening, that are out here with us, we must continue to light the batons for the young adults out there. They're seeking. They're the future. They're not the future, as a matter of fact. They're the present. And the world belongs to them. And anything that you need to get done and you want it to get done, you turn it over to them. And it shall be done immediately. And that's how much appreciation and respect that I have for all of you out there, and for all of, and for you two coming on to share this and to help this grow, because we are waking up the world globally, whether you know it or not. It hasn't hit you yet, but we are. We have a lot of emails that come in. And is there a contact number, or shall I say, I know how to contact you. I will be getting in touch because we're going to keep this Southwest Coast connection going. I will be getting in touch with the both of you, make you a list, any subject that you want to talk about, anything, any information, any event that you feel that will be helpful to anyone out there listening, especially our young adults. Please start jotting those down. Would you do that for Waking Up with Linda Mac, Chan?
Yes, ma'am. It's Linda Mac. I will.
Okay, and we're going to let the listeners know that we're talking to Ashley White and Mr. Andre White of Houston, Texas, and these are two young adults that have come from very, very, very good stock, very, very, very good skill, and the basics were laid. I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you so much. Is it anything that you want to leave the listeners with, a thought for the evening or a thought for the day? Just spit it out. What would you like to say?
Man, just don't ever give up. Hey, whatever you put your mind to, you can do it. Never give up. And I always say, man, rest in peace, Stuart Scott, the ESPN anchor. Sadly passed away today. God be with his family. Hey, he was a great guy from what I heard. Funny dude. And may you rest in peace.
And who was that? I didn't hear the name.
Stuart Scott. He was the ESPN news anchor.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So it was sad news when I heard that this morning. So, yeah. Yes, indeed.
And I just want to say...
Okay.
Just want to say for everyone out there, all the listeners, just like Hitman said, you can do anything you put your mind to. Don't let anyone tell you you can't do something. If you have a goal in mind, if you've made a vow, you hold on to that and you get it done.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about. See, they need to hear more of that. Now, hearing you is like hearing a repeat of myself, and that's the difference, and that's what we, when you travel around and you come from different demographics, how can I say, it's all in the mindset, wouldn't you say? It's all in the mindset, and you find out that when you have that type of attitude to don't give up and to don't let anyone tell you what you cannot do, and to focus in on your goals, it's about tenacity, dedication, and focus. I have a very good friend, Sonia Lena White, that lives in Los Angeles, that is her motto. So you see, and I'm on the line now with Ashley and Dr. Dre, Andre White. It's something about these whites that's moving around, because as I was speaking it, I'm looking, I'm saying these are, so you know, we're all connected, we're all family, we're all blood. No matter how we want to get away from it or what we think, we are all connected. And then when you have that direct blood, see, blood and love is what moves the world. And that is why we're on this line tonight and we're sharing with the listeners. What I will do is after we air, I will get your emails and I'll send you a link to the show so that you can listen to it and have it. And again, we want to extend our appreciation to the South and the West Coast connection for this evening on Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. And I will call the both of you and get that information to you. Thank you so much. How do you feel that you're sharing this with young adults that are out there and they need to hear this? What does this make the both of you feel like?
It makes me feel wonderful that I'm giving out valuable information. I hope I'm giving out valuable information to the young adults. I think I am.
Yes.
It just makes me feel wonderful. People that, you know, took the time just to listen, you know, I say whatever somebody needs, hey, I'm there to help somebody out, help the next person, whether black, white, mixed, it doesn't matter. I'm just here to help.
I got you. It's like if you, like we tell all the young adults, you know, you a closed fist. If you keep your fist closed, you receive nothing. Same thing with a heart. You know, if you have a hardened heart, you have to pray daily. Do whatever you do to keep your heart softened because it's so much going on. So just to hear you say that you are just here to help, you know, that's a big thing because you have so many that don't want to help. You know,
exactly.
They just want to take, and the only thing that they want to do is help themselves. Well, those type of people require that you not gain a hardened, cold heart, that you must continue to work to keep that heart softened so that, you know, you can continue to give because there's nothing like giving if it's no more than a smile to a person that you walk around. And we'll talk about smiles. I'll share something with you. I attended a workshop one time, and you know, workshops are different, and they're set up for different reasons. And so this person told me, you know, I'm always smiling. Oh, and your smile is phony. I says, okay, should I throw this chair now or what shall I do? I just looked and I said, you know, I'm so saddened that you cannot feel the love that comes from this beautiful smile that I'm giving you. I said, it really saddens me. I said, that just lets me know that I have some more work to do. Because you see, this smile belongs to me, and I control what I do with it. And at this particular time, everything that you're seeing outwardly comes from within. And she couldn't say anything to me. And we just went on about our business. You know, because what was that about? You know? So you tell me about my phony smile. Oh, well, do you really know it's phony for real? Okay, I could have went many ways on that. But I decided to go the nice way. So when you say give, don't ever let anyone harden up your heart so that you will get to the point that you don't want to give. And it's just a beautiful feeling, like your students, like yourself, like Sharon tonight. And again, you know, all of this, they are archives out on Facebook. The show's archived out, so you can go back to this particular date and you can hear yourself, or you can share it with others, or use it when you're giving an instructional seminar, whatever you'd like to do with it. I'm just so appreciative that you're on here with me. And when you said your name, Hitman, I told you the definition, what it's about, because you are the hitman of the mind. And don't ever forget that, okay?
All right.
Okay, and Lady A, I know you got some things going on out there. I've seen some postings on you, on your thing, and whatever you dream up or want to talk about, or, you know, makeup, fashion, whatever suits your fancy, whatever makes you feel good. We want to hear everything from the both of you, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All righty. Well, I'm going to play the song. I'm going to go through a few email requests. You guys can stay on the line if you wish. We're going to cut out, and I have a few more minutes to go. So just, like, hang in with me. And we'll take this on out. And Happy New Year's to you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
All right, and let's take this together. Okay, we're going to take these people there. You know, I like to take people to the land of happiness, and all I tell them is the only thing that they need to purchase a ticket is determination and a goal. So here we go. I love you. I'll be getting that information to you. Love you. Thank you so much.
Ow. Ooh. Ooh. I know of a lady, y'all, ain't nobody crying, no, ain't nobody worried, no, no, ain't no smiling. Somebody help me here.
I'll take you there.
Yeah.
go? If you do, come on and go with me.
Become aware, think, take action, step into your greatness, stay there, and remember to take others with you. We just got off the air with Hitman Dre and Lady A out of Houston, Texas. Our theme tonight was South and West Coast connections. They were both educators. Lady A is chemistry and science, and Dr. Hitman Dre is mathematics, and they shared some wonderful things here regarding connections and relationships with the children, teaching them real life skills, doing engagement, and the both of them got into education as educators to make a difference, and that is exactly what they do. The Texas educational system is a little bit different than the West Coast, and when you come up out of there, you're going to have it together. You know, we put out a request for our email, which is lmacnetwork@gmail.com, for people to put in their resolutions. That I have two resolutions coming in, one from Rhonda that says that she's going to move forward, continue, and get that master's this year no matter what. She's not going to be discouraged. She is determined to do what she has to do. Now, Rhonda, we will be checking on you every quarter, okay? We're going to do follow-up. We're working on a little research. And also, I have a resolution here from Alan. Alan said that he's going to continue to work as closely as he can with his family, not to give them any hardships, just to move forward. And he will be standing into his greatness. He's gotten into a few little incidents in the past, but that's all behind him. He said, this is 2015, Alan. We will be checking on you in March also. So this is a research survey that Waking Up with Linda McShann is doing, because we want to keep you motivated. We want to teach you and give you some more tools for those toolkits, and that is what we do. And for those of you out there who just didn't shop and get everything you needed, if you want to find one-of-a-kind furnishings, decor, unique gifts, art, textiles, jewelry, you can find this at Blue Moon. This is an awesome facility. She has everything there. Blue Moon is located at 5374 West Pico Boulevard, Los Angeles, California. And the telephone number there is 323-939-9919. Again, that is Blue Moon, It is for unique gifts, textile, jewelry, furnishings that is imported in. She is a wonderful individual. When you stop in, just tell her, waking up. Belinda McShann sent you in, and she'll have some goodies for you. The number again for Blue Moon is 323-939-9919. And the location is 5374 West Pico Boulevard, Los Angeles, California. It is 2015, and I'm going to play this song and take us on out of here. We'll be back on Thursday again with Miss Stephanie Haynes. She has some good information for us. It's a new year, a new time, and let the bell of happiness ring.
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. Your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad. It's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad. I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego. He's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back. God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy. I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. A brave, brave girl tried. It took one too many excuses, one too many lies. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if I talk a little louder, if I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller. I've been on